This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Wentz, pressure coming. Drilled, ball is loose. It's on the ground. Picked up, Washington, Murphy. The Redskins are going to win it. Ryan Kerrigan did the work, and Murphy finished it off.
Back live at Honor Brewing in Fairfax, a field trip for Grant and Danny. Thank you for listening to The Fan. Always means a lot. Come put your name in our raffle. We're going to give away four tickets to tomorrow's exhibition finale with the Ravens at Northwest Stadium. We'll pull the names in just a bit. Come on out, have a pint, and say hello. Try to win four tickets to Commanders Ravens. On the Rood guest hotline right now, Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, we've got a gentleman who finished with 95 and a half sacks, the most in team history in his NFL career, and then became an assistant coach. Time flies, by the way, because it feels like Ryan Kerrigan's entering his second season as a coach, and now he's been a mainstay on this staff, coaching up the defensive line for years. But our buddy Ryan Kerrigan is back with us on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. Ryan, thanks for the time, man. How you been?
Doing great, man. Great to be back home with you guys. And, you guys got a great venue there. I mean, it's a hell of a place, man. So, yeah, thanks for having me on.
Oh, we're excited. Yeah, it's been fun. We got a lot of fans out here excited for the start of the season. Now we have to refer to him as Coach
Kerrigan. That's Coach Kerrigan to you, man.
As of 2022, assistant defensive line coach, and he's worked his way up now into the linebacker and pass rushing specialist roles. So how has the transition gone for you? Initially, I wonder if it's like, you know, your buddy who graduated 2 years ago is like your substitute teacher back from college, where guys are like, dude, I just played with you, and now you're yelling at me about hand placement. What was that like?
You know, it's surprisingly, you know, I kind of had that thought in my mind, like, how is this going to be coaching guys that I played with? But honestly, I think that really helped not only give me some cred at the same time, because guys, you know, trusted me and they knew that I had been in the fights with them before. So they knew that what I was saying was legit, and what I was saying, you know, was what I really believed would help them. And so that's, I feel like that, you know, gave me some credibility, you know, at the get go. And then, you know, as time's gone on, it's just, you know, gotten better. So I'm enjoying my role, and you know, hoping I can keep, you know, helping guys get better.
What's the hardest part about actually becoming a coach? I mean, doing it at such a high level like you did for so long, Ryan, you know, so many different players have heard that calling and have gone and become coaches, good, bad, kind of everything in between. What's kind of the, what was a hidden challenge maybe that you didn't realize how hard that was going to be?
I'd say, you know, it's, you got to coach, different guys have different skill sets and different strengths. And so you can't be, you know, cookie cutter or one size fits all, especially on the defensive line, because you got different body types that play the same position. And so, you know, some guys are, you know, a little stronger, some guys are a little faster, you know, or some guys might bend a little bit better. So you can't just try to make everything, you know, cookie cutter and this is the way we're doing things. You got to kind of adapt to what the guys do best. And, and so I think that's been, you know, one of the biggest, one of the, that's been a, not only, not a necessarily a challenge, but just something that's allowed me, I think, to grow, you know, as a coach and in my understanding of football.
Ryan. Ryan Kerrigan with us on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. Pumped to have him on for the first time, really, as a coach on this staff to get to pick his brain on what that transition's been like. He joins us on behalf of the new Old Spice NFL collection, available now at Walmart. You may not play in the NFL, but you can smell like you do. I'm also an Old Spice guy, Ryan. I've been an Old Spice guy. Initially, in middle school, they give you that red tube.
They give you the first stick.
The blue stick, and it burns your armpits like you're putting acid under there. But then you go transition to Old Spice, and it actually doesn't hurt anymore, and it smells really good. I'm a Fiji Old Spice guy, just so you know.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, you know, I was telling some of the guys earlier, I remember I was, you know, my dad, you know, when I was a little kid, you know, he had the Old Spice, you know, he had the original Old Spice, and I'd always be like, oh, Dad, let me put some on. I want to smell good too, like you. And he'd act like he's rubbing it on my armpits, even though the cap was just on. But I'd been, you know, I didn't know any different. I'd be like, oh yeah, I smell great now. But you know, no, it was great working with Old Spice today. Got to meet Cedric, who has done a lot of great work with, you know, Big Brother, Big Sister in D.C. and really helping out our community. And and doing that on behalf of Old Spice and their NFL collection was really fun today.
So, Ryan, this is a philosophical question for you. As you go on in your coaching career, I think there are two distinct paths a coach can go, right? There's the forever in shape coach, like think Sean McVay, can't wait to be seen with his shirt off, kind of a deal. You were known for being chiseled, ripped, super jacked, like an enormous Superman. Or do you go like mustache pot belly one day? You know what I mean? Like, you've earned that right with all the deposits you put in the bank. Where do you think you're going to be? You wake up in 10 years. Is Ryan Kerrigan like overweight coach back in my day, or are you still like first to work out among the position group?
If it's up to me, I'll be in shape. I mean, you know, I had a coach way back when that said, you know, when you're done playing, you go one way or the other. You either go up or down. You don't really stay the same. And he looked at me and he goes, Ryan, I think you might go up. And I just at that point I was like, no. I was like, nope, not gonna be me. And so And so, you know, if I can have a say in that, I'll stay in shape and, you know, try to be, you know, be healthy in that way.
Well, you definitely have it. What's your difference in your weight from your playing days? Because when you see pictures of
it's unbelievable,
gigantically swole you were to now. Not to say this probably isn't what you want to hear, that you look slender, but like you're a different looking
body. Well, compared to that monster you were before. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, no, I'm about probably 45 down, you know, went up from when I played. You know, I'm about 220 right now. It's 65 typically, tipping the scales. And I always kind of had that in my mind. I was like, if I don't have to be, you know, super big, I don't necessarily want to be. And so I, you know, worked hard to get the weight off, and, you know, hopefully I can keep it off. But yeah, definitely you see old pictures and it's like, yeah, you know, it was fun. You know, you got to eat just whatever the hell you wanted, as much as you wanted. So it was fun getting to that way. But you know, it's got to keep it off now.
Ryan, as a pass rushing coach for the team, you guys have this super raw pass rusher I'm intrigued by.
Young kid.
You got to work with this kid, this Von Miller guy. I think he's got something. You got to work with him on a few things, though. What has that rapport been like, and what do you see from Von? How much does he have left in the tank?
Yeah, he's a young guy still trying to, you know, cut his teeth in the NFL and still trying to figure it out. But, no, Von's been awesome, man, and it's so cool that a guy with his kind of accolades, his kind of background, I mean, we're talking about a Super Bowl MVP here. I mean, and he's in the meeting rooms taking diligent notes, you know, he's and about everything, about, you know, our install, about our mindset, about just everything. And he's really, I think, rubbed off on guys in that way, in that, you know, you see guys, you know, seeing this guy who's got 130 career sacks, you know, taking notes, asking different questions, asking about technique, asking about the scheme. They see that and they all kind of want to up their game and be like him. And so it's been great. He's been a great presence, and you know, he's definitely a guy that I think and I believe still, you know, is playing at, can play at a high level, and we're hoping he does for us this year.
Ryan Kerrigan with us here on Grant and Danny. Ryan, give me kind of the vision for this defensive line. Obviously, Von Miller is the name. I mean, that's a future Gold Jacket guy, a superstar. But, you know, additions this offseason, guys like Dietrich Wise and Eddie Goldman and Javon Kinlaw and, you know, Dorrance Armstrong back, Deron Payne returning. How do you see this Is it hockey lines kind of keeping guys fresh? Is it first and second down we're stuffing the run, then unleashing on passing downs? Like, how do you see this defensive line working together as a unit and maybe individually some of the roles?
Yeah, we got a big physical group. I mean, you mentioned Wise, you mentioned Kinlaw. Those are some heavy-handed physical players. Deron Payne's had a really great camp as well. D.A., Dorrance Armstrong, he's looked outstanding. And then, you know, Vaughn's come in and, like I said, been a really great presence and a really, you know, he's had a really strong camp too. So, you know, we definitely have the pieces there. We just have to prove it each day. And it's not, you know, about just proving it at one game or proving it for two games or proving it for one practice, but just consistently building our habits, which I think we've done a great job of throughout the off season, not only training camp, but in the springtime as well, just continuing to build the habits and trying to lay the foundation for what we're hoping is a successful defense and a successful season.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAFGiving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
So, Ryan, I do this podcast with our mutual buddy Logan Paulson, who you played with, Take Command, and we were talking about this D-line as one of the more intriguing areas where, like, really good players are going to play elsewhere are going to get cut because there's so many talented pieces and just not enough seats in the room, essentially. But I bring this up to say we were talking about the shift in from even – it sounds like now we're acting like you played 20 years ago, but, like, the prime of your era to now. I feel like I'm old enough to remember you would get four defensive linemen that were your starters that played every down until they retired. Then they came off, and then the backups went in. And now it feels more like a bullpen in baseball, right, where, all right, this lefty gets lefties. This righty's got to change up, so we like him in these matchups. Like, I feel like that's kind of what you guys are doing, and that's analytically how the league is trending. This guy's really good on pass rushing third downs. We could get this guy in running downs. And it's all kind of situationally based to maximize everybody. Is there something to that as an actual trend, or is that more just what you guys are leaning into because that's what you need to do right now?
Well, you certainly want to put guys in positions where they're going to succeed the best. And that's, you know, priority number one, not only for the player, but for the team as well. And that's going to, you know, that's going to help them and it's going to help the team. But I think too, there's a big emphasis now, you know, we know and we have depth and we want to be able to utilize that so that guys are fresh, not only in the fourth quarter of a game, but also, you know, throughout the season so that it, you know, they're not, you know, feeling worn down and, you know, and tired by week seven, week eight of the season. And they're look up at the calendar like, oh my gosh, I still got halfway to go. And so, you know, it's definitely different in that regard. You're right. From when I played, you know, and I still remember when, you know, I first got there, you know, position coach looked at me and he said, there's no tapping your helmet, man. Like when defense is out there, you're out there. And so I just kind of took that mindset and went with it, but it's different now. And I think it's good for guys, you know, not only for, you know, for the team and for us being able to, you know, roll fresh bodies in there, but, you know, for the guys in the, you know, their careers, you know, not only this season, but going forward.
What are metrics for success for you guys on defense this year? I mean, any idiot like me can go, they gave up 7 yards a play. That was 15th or whatever. You know, like that sort of stuff comes and goes and can be so situationally dependent. What do you look at and what are you guys talking about this year for kind of the way we say, hey, if we meet this, we'll be successful?
Metric-wise, not really anything specifically metric-wise. We have to be sound in the run game. That's where it's got to start. I mean, for as much as the passing game became sophisticated throughout a lot of my playing career, the running game's becoming that way again in football. I mean, you're seeing teams that do a lot of, you know, exotic motions and different shifts to try to gain leverage and, you know, get guys out of gaps. And so we got to be really sound in the run game. And if we can do that, we got some guys that can really, you know, affect the quarterback and really cover in the back end. That's what it comes down to. Everyone has to, you know, do their jobs, and really it starts in the run game, like I said.
All right, Ryan, couple of things before we let you go off the beaten path here for a second. So yesterday on the show, we found out that Danny took Toby, who's with us right now, to the gym. Okay, Toby's one of our assistant producers. They did like a Fitness Wednesday thing. Toby, when was the last time you were in the gym before that?
An embarrassing long time.
Okay. So Danny takes Toby to the gym. He's willing to go. By the end of it, he is vomiting in the bathroom, and his arms are still tired right now. I'm telling Danny he should feel terrible, and he overdid it as a physical trainer.
Yep.
As a gym rat like yourself, what level of bad should Danny feel having put together the workout for Toby?
I mean, I feel like Danny should feel like a good friend. I mean, took him to the gym. I mean, he put him through a workout that clearly was working him out. You know, I think that's a good friend. You're a good friend, Danny.
Well, thank you, Ryan friend. Kerrigan.
Ryan, I tell you the line that I told him. It said he feels bad that it made me throw up. I said he should feel bad if he didn't make me throw up because I'm so fat and out of shape.
Well put. Well
put. All right, so Kerrigan's team. Are you?
Team me. So, excuse me, Coach Kerrigan. I want to make sure we keep the formal
yes,
here.
That's true.
We did an EMOM. So, like, you know, 10 exercises
Coach
going around.
Coach Kerrigan, please, if you please, sir.
Coach Kerrigan, if you please, sir.
Yeah.
Your lordship, Coach Kerrigan. We did it. So the first round, we go through, and he's got like he's like not even breathing hard. It's like no problem. And I'm like, oh my god, I undershot it. Midway through the second round, he all of a sudden, and he's Filipino, he turned white. Like, he was whiter than me. And he's like, I got to stop. And a guy came out. This is the part that gets bad, is a dude that we don't know came out of the locker room and was like, hey, is that other guy with you? You might want to go check on him. I think you pushed him too hard. And I walk in as Toby is calling dinosaurs. It was tough.
Well, now I will say, an EMOM for a workout that hadn't, you know, hasn't, that for someone that hadn't worked out in a while, that's a, that might be a little aggressive, but I stand by what I said. You're a good friend,
yes.
and you did the right thing.
Yes.
Second thing, does like Trey Hendrickson has to owe you residuals, right? This guy's number 91.
Yeah, what's he doing?
He has the same haircut as you. You guys are both white edge rushers. Like, I look at him and I see you. Do you ever look at him and be like, wait, I'm still
You're stealing my act.
My wife said the same thing the other night. She goes, they showed him on TV, and I'm like, and she's like, and he looks just like you, and I'm
he
like,
really
I mean, I and I saw, I mean, and I saw him, you know, before the game, and I was, and so I was like, yeah, you're kind of right. I mean, we do have a lot of look similar. I mean, similar haircut, you know, similar build, all that, you know. So I mean, I got nothing to say. I just, yeah, you guys
wild.
Are right.
If like at the end of your career, they put you with the Commanders or the Redskins gear, and then the Eagles, and then they just put Hendrickson with the Bengals. Like, I think there's plenty of people 20 years from now that won't stop and go,
like,
that's not him.
Like, I know it sounds like it's like we're being kind of corny. Like, you guys look like brothers.
They really do.
Like, in your headshots are Pro Football Reference or whatever. It's like,
dude,
you're the same size.
Coach Kerrigan. Please.
Coach Kerrigan, if you please, your
if
lordship.
You please, lordship. Yeah. He walked so that Hendrickson could run.
There it is.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Last one, serious football. Be remiss if we didn't ask you this. Obviously, Terry McLaurin's not there yet. I know you're not the head coach or the GM and – you know, that it's not your job, but what has that been like for you guys? Is it a distraction as we're chasing him around the facility and so many people are talking about it outside the building?
That's not something I'm going to really talk about or comment on. I'm just focused on the defense and defensive line and trying to think of ways we can, you know, get better, stop the run, and get after the queue.
He's a coach.
Coach Kerrigan,
look at that.
If you please.
Head coach next stop. Let's go. Ryan Kerrigan. He's got this thing
perfect.
Down. By the way, Danny, another guy with four kids, all named after presidents. Although I think we only have one crossover name, right? Lincoln's the only one. Like, we both are using – we're looking at different name calls.
Yeah, I think you have a Truman, right? I have a Truman who's a dog. So
okay, that's different. Yes.
So we got that.
We got the crossover dog-human. So I've got Reagan,
right.
Truman, McKinley, Lincoln.
Now, Grant's Truman's got that dog in him, so that's kind of similar.
Very similar.
Right?
Yes.
Well put, man. Well done. Yeah,
you.
I got Lincoln, Hayes, Carter, and Ford. And so, yeah, we got Lincoln crossing over. That's the crossover
good
name
thing
there.
Diagram. Well, I will tell you, if you guys have a fifth, you win, because I am tapping out right here at four. So if you want to win the competition,
it's all you.
Next one seals the deal, my friend. It could be all yours.
Next point wins.
Right on, man.
See you, Ryan. Good catching up with you.
Good to catch up with you, buddy.
All right. Appreciate you guys.
Love talking to Ryan Kerrigan. What a great player he was. Good
dude. Best.
And now helping the team on the coaching staff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.